It should be obvious by now that Trump is caught in a war trap, or sometimes called the escalation trap, and that there's no easy exit, and that every time he announces total victory or every time he announces a deal, that he's making it up. I don't know how many times it takes for some people to learn this lesson. Maybe some people on Wall Street are learning it very slowly. But when Trump says, yeah, a deal is close, he's lying. And when Trump says, we've completely defeated them, he's lying. It's the same thing over and over again now dozens of times. But let's look at the reality of where we are. Number one, the United States has zero control over the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has total control over the Strait of Hormuz. Iran doesn't need an air force to assert control over the Strait of Hormuz. Iran doesn't need a proper navy. All Iran has to do, which I've said from day one, is declare its intention to harass ships that attempt to pass without Iran's permission. That alone is enough to break down the maritime insurance coverage of all those ships, which means they won't sail. So it doesn't even take weapons. All it takes is a declaration from Iran. Meanwhile, Trump's declaration to say, we will guide the ships through the strait, has zero value. Zero value. Even if Trump were to say, we're going to escort the ships through the strait, the maritime insurance companies would not then suddenly say, oh, well, Trump promises to escort the ships, therefore they're going to be fully protected. Therefore, we'll go ahead and enable our insurance policies on all these ships. Nope. Not going to happen. You see, Iran's words have value and the threat of force. Iran's words are backed by credibility. Trump's words are backed by nothing, just pure fantasy. Trump's words have zero credibility in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, this would be different if we were talking about the Gulf of Mexico. You know, if Trump said, in the Gulf of Mexico, which he calls the Gulf of America, in the Gulf of America, we will harass ships, okay? That would be a credible threat from Trump because you have the ability to do that if you're the United States because you're there. And if Iran were to say, well, we're going to harass ships in the Gulf of Mexico, that would have zero credibility. Or if Iran were to say, we're going to protect ships in the Gulf of Mexico, zero credibility. That's where Trump is. Trump has zero credibility talking about the Strait of Hormuz. What are the limits of Trump's power? Aside from tweets and such, and insider trading opportunities, he can bomb targets that doesn't defeat Iran. He can board a tiny number of ships that are sailing through the Arabian Sea or the Sea of Oman or what have you. It's a tiny number. It's not even 10% of the total ships that are sailing with oil, by the way. So the U.S. can't stop 90% of the ships. It can only stop a small percentage of ships, even with its naval blockade, right? The U.S. cannot force Saudi Arabia to go along with it. It can't just instantly restore military credibility in Kuwait or the Fifth Fleet headquarters in Bahrain or any of these Arab nations. You can't just restart them from nothing. It doesn't work that way. You can't just reassert the military. It's not going to work. Also, Trump cannot alter in the long run the price of oil on the global stage. He can manipulate it in the short run, as he has done expertly, continues to do, actually. But in the long run, you cannot. So Trump holds none of the cards that matter. None of them. Iran holds all the cards that matter, the one big card being the geography. That's the card that dominates all other cards. If this was a game of rock, paper, scissors, Iran has dynamite that defeats all rock, paper, scissors. You see what I'm saying? Controlling the strait is the dynamite, and Iran controls the strait. So the net effect is that Trump's ego is going to force him to maintain a war posture while the world burns. The world is beginning to burn, and it's going to burn hotter in June. We're just a month away, roughly, from things getting precipitously worse. The world will be burning in June. It'll be on fire in July. It'll be a raging inferno by August. I'm talking about, you know, economic metaphors here. And then throughout 2027, of course, we'll have mass food scarcity, famine, starvation in certain areas, not everywhere, but in countries that I've named before, especially. Food prices will be higher in America. Fuel supplies will be more scarce, but not gone, but more scarce. Fertilizer will be a lot more expensive. Farmers will be stressed, etc. Okay. This is going to become inescapable as each month passes. There is absolutely nothing that Trump can do other than to leave the area that will resolve this issue. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is Trump seems to be willing to let the world burn so that he doesn't lose, so that he can protect his ego. He is willing to sacrifice what could be hundreds of millions of human lives. And I've said it before, the number of people that die from this war started by Trump, and I mean dying from starvation and famine and social revolts stemming from all of this, the number of people could be 10 Holocausts or more. Trump might go down in history as having killed more people than Adolf freaking Hitler, or even Joseph Stalin for that matter, and that number is even higher than Hitler, or even, you know, Mao in the history of China, etc. You put together all the democide that has been recorded in history, including the Holodomor in Ukraine in the 1930s, carried out by the former Soviet Union. All these numbers could be dwarfed by the number of people who die as a result of Trump's war. Trump may very well go down in history as the number one most murderous national leader in the history of planet Earth. Even though he didn't order anybody to be shot, I mean, not directly, you know, even though his military didn't go out and kill people, his military cut off the supply chain that keeps those people alive. It's just a different variation of warfare. So if Trump wants to go down in history as worse than Hitler, worse than Stalin, worse than Mao, worse than everybody, Pol Pot, you name them all, then he should stay on his current course, because that's exactly the reputation that he's going to end up with. If he doesn't want to go down in history as worse than Hitler, like 10 times worse than Hitler, then he needs to leave. He needs to find a way to declare victory. Believe me, the Fox News viewers will believe anything. You can just tell them we won. You can just tell them that Iran signed a surrender and now we're leaving. And believe me, Jesse Waters would dutifully report it. And the people who watch Fox News would believe it. You could just say anything and leave. And then let the strait be restored, even under Iranian control. Let the oil flow, let the gas flow, etc. And then eventually our gas prices would come back down. Then you could take credit for that. See, we resolved it, Trump could say. Because of me, the gas prices are going down again, and the food prices are going down, and the helium is available again. Because of me, because we defeated Iran, even though you didn't, but you could say you did, and most people would believe it. So why not just do that? The longer Trump stays there, the more damage is going to be done globally on a massive scale. And the worse the impacts will be for the American people as well. Not just to mention the history books and the view of Trump in history and what Trump family members will have to endure, because even though Trump himself is up there in the years, he has many, many family members who will have to live with the Trump name. Will that name be associated with the worst war crimes in the history of the world? Well, you know, just for the sake of his own family members, Trump should find a way to stop the war and get out of this. But seemingly, he can't. He's not willing to. And that's going to be his his undoing. That's where this is going. So I don't see Trump changing his mind on this. He's going to go all in with failure until there's a total collapse of the situation, probably, which means this is going to last many more months. And that means the starvation next year will be far worse. That means your food prices will also go up somewhat. Your fuel prices will go up. Life is going to become more difficult for all of us because one man has such a God complex of his ego that he's not willing to do what's right for humanity and bow out of this situation. He's going to fight to the point of global destruction of supply chains and economies and farming and so on, because he doesn't care about anybody else in the world other than himself. He's the ultimate tragic narcissist who would throw the entire world under the bus if it fed his ego. But who will be left to praise the emperor when the citizens are all starved and bankrupt because of the emperor's policy decisions? There's a question for you. If the people that you want to worship you are starving to death and have nothing left to live with, then what good is that praise from a collapsing civilian population? Trump needs to ask himself that question right now. Although I don't think he will. But that's where we are. So stay tuned. It's going to get crazier. Make sure you get prepared. Visit the Satellite Phone Store. That's our sponsor, SAT123.com. For satellite phones and solar generators and so much more, they will help you get prepared for difficult times or grid outages and things like that. And you can follow more of my work and my videos and my podcasts at brightvideos.com. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, and I'm praying for Trump. I'm praying for him to come to his senses and stop this madness. Just realistically, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. So get ready for the worst case scenario. Right now, more than ever, it's critical to eliminate counterparty risk. That's my belief, and don't take this as financial advice because I'm not your financial advisor, but when you want physical gold and silver in your hands or vaulted, professionally vaulted, insured, high security vault, etc., that eliminates that counterparty risk, which I think is an extreme risk right now. I think banks are going to fail and we're going to have bank bail-ins. The currency is failing every day, you know, kind of little by little because of all the money printing and the valuation erosion that's accelerating. Also because of what's happening in the Middle East, more and more countries are agreeing to sell oil in currencies other than the dollar. And the only way that treasury yields are kept low is by the Fed printing money and buying our own debt because there aren't enough international buyers to buy our debt anymore. So our country is like a snake eating its own tail financially. It's buying its own debt, and this is going to end badly. And when it does, in my opinion, those who hold dollars, even in bank accounts or in the stock market or whatever, they're going to be devastated by the losses. Gold and silver are the best way, in my opinion, to preserve your assets and make it through the coming storm. And the best place to get gold and silver is a company I've been working with, the original founders of the group, for 6 or 7 years now. Today it's called Battalion Metals, and you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. And the reason it's called Battalion Metals now is because they did a joint venture with Tucker Carlson. So Tucker Carlson is the co-founder of Battalion Metals. It's the same group I've worked with for years. And let me tell you about these people. They are pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-Ron Paul type of people. They respect your privacy. They understand the importance of your security, your privacy, and the importance of giving you gold and silver at the best possible competitive prices. So there's no bait and switch. There's no, you know, rigging. There's no weird coins like, here, have this 1.5 ounce thing that nobody knows what it is. They don't play games. Otherwise, I wouldn't promote them. This is the same company, metalswithmike.com, Battalion Metals. This is the same group that I recommend to my family, to my friends, and that I use myself. And I stack gold and silver every month, just a certain amount every month, and I have it vaulted with their vaults because I know I can trust them, because they're professionals. They're high integrity people. They're not fly by night. They are the kind of people that you can trust. Again, otherwise I wouldn't even be associated with them. So when you want to get gold and silver in your hands and eliminate that counterparty risk, this is the way to do it. Just go to metalswithmike.com. You can see the prices right there online in real time at Battalion Metals, or you can schedule a call with them. Just use this button right here, schedule a call. And they are trustworthy, high integrity, knowledgeable people who can help you devise a strategy that's suitable for you. Just remember, I'm not your financial advisor. I can't give you an investment strategy personalized for you. You need to do that yourself with your own advisors. You can talk with Battalion Metals and they can help give you a lot of information and some planning as well. But make the best decision for you. And you're going to make it through this. You'll make it through the storm, even as other people lose the value of their dollars or their other investments. Gold and silver will make it through. And right now, in my opinion, gold and silver are still at an incredible buying opportunity in terms of price compared to where they're going to be represented in dollars in the near future. That's my opinion. Do your own research. Do what's best for you. And check it all out at metalswithmike.com. So thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.